typiskt, jag är så jävla klantig. Varför måste den vara så nära? Jag fattar inte. Hej, Shorty. Is practice and fab. What? It's irritated. Now I'm here. Hey, Mama the Bear. Hey, Tracy. Sis. Who's the adopted one? Because you're in two different countries. Maybe too harsh question. Tracy, you are up here, so I must kick you. Who called them? Call again, Tracy.
Here.
You took that spot.
Did I?
Cool. It's just you here.
I am. Why, is there two of us up here?
What?
Is there two of me up here?
And they shown when Chilwell told her about having a baby. That was the funniest shit I heard. And then I touched something and the show ended.
Oh, you hit a button by accident?
Yeah, we can say that.
Let's say that, Milt.
Yeah, nothing.
That's right.
And Tracy down there is the most stupid person I ever met.
Who?
Ralph.
Why do you say that?
Because he asked me, do they celebrate New Year in every country?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I said to him, that was the most stupid question ever.
He said, you're never going to let that go, are you?
Damn. But there was someone yesterday that was close to you, Ralph, that said something stupid to you. So watch your back.
Yeah.
Hey, Rose, Aguay. Say that name, you. The last name, say it, Tracy.
I know.
Agua?
Aguani?
Where is the M?
I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Agua.
Okay, let's go with yours.
Yeah, the other thing with the family, nah.
What do you mean I'm smart? Are you recording me, Ralph?
I am Alpha.
Call up Ralph. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Hey, Rich.
Don't look at him. Are you back?
He's eating rainbows.
Oh, his naughty now.
Get up here, Ralph. Don't sit there and say happy.
I'm trying to talk to you. That was
I'm sorry, what did you say?
The most disrespectful thing I ever been through.
I apologize. What did you want to say, Milt?
I know. Isn't he like Sean?
That rich?
Yeah, the rich guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen to him and he's your
what?
No, yes, I ain't talking to you, Rich. I just talk about you.
Your mic is quiet for me, Milt Dog.
I'm way for the mic.
Mill, are you guys still talking about toes?
Nah, we stopped that when you left. I do not think I published that show. Or maybe I
maybe Mill, do you play chess?
I wish I did.
You could make it happen.
Yeah, I know chess. I have an app, a chess app. But I never use it. No more questions?
Yeah, do you play Go?
In the console.
What?
No. Nintendo Go.
No.
No, I heard about that, but I do not go.
Do you play checkers?
I'm not sure what checkers is.
Really?
Because they're like different name in Swedish.
There's like it's like a checkerboard. It's like red and black, and then the little plastic round circles are red and black.
I try to control, take the control of the whole board.
Like you try to get the other person's colors off the board, yeah.
Well, don't like you? No. You have to get four in the nest.
What?
Huh? No.
She's so confused. Trust me, I'm that too. Can anybody
Are you high today?
Hell yeah.
He's always high.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, explain.
Hi, Chillwell.
Chillwell, can you explain checkers?
I think Mama Bear explained it like pretty good.
Ah! Oh man, if Chilla, if you could hear him right now, what? He'd be laughing. He would be laughing at you.
Is that rain or are you the killing?
It's raining. It's, I'm telling you, it's a storm.
It's the sound of safety.
No, not today. Nothing is safe.
Why are you driving?
He's working.
I have to. Yeah.
Are you delivering?
It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. Yes. I'm glad you liked that one, Trey.
It wasn't that funny.
Yes, it was. It was just because I don't know if anybody else. I don't think anybody else heard that or
when you
got
said
it.
It's not delivery. I knew what was coming already.
Yes, I like you guys.
I'm trying to have a serious discussion about what company you're delivering for, and you're making pizza jokes.
So sorry. Let me rein it back in. No, I don't deliver anything. I work for a municipality.
Is the time for brown water?
I'm searching for brown water, as Milk Dog says.
Okay.
That's what he thinks I do for a living.
You like?
I actually work for the water department.
That's just his hobby. That's his hobby.
Can you get me hired on?
Hell yeah, bro. Where do you live?
I live on the west, coast.
Bro, that's where I'm at.
Wait, you live in Southern California?
No, I'm up in like Central California. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
are you in the 209? You're in the 209?
Hell yeah, 209. Stockton slap, baby.
So you
hey,
can
hey, area,
me a job.
About Stockton?
Bro.
Area.
Wait, I
saw
just met
document.
209, brother.
Can I
whatever
speak?
You have to say, no, whatever you have to say is irrelevant right now.
But it's
completely irrelevant.
Are you
it's
in Stockton?
Stockton?
No, I'm like Manteca Lathrop area.
All right. Yeah, okay. I used to pick up dope in Manteca.
Hell yeah, they got some bomb ass dope here. Oh, yeah,
so I hear it doesn't even stink in Manteca anymore.
What kind
only
of dope is this?
Only at night. The bomb dope.
It's not Manteca anymore.
Right. Now it's Manteca, though.
What's my starting wage?
If you come work for the department, starting wage
sound
I think
like a bag
now
of weed.
Is about... It's like it's close to 20 to start, but it tops out at 50.
Okay, I'll take it.
Hell yeah, you're hired.
That's crazy. You live in Manteca?
Well, I don't live here. I just work around here.
Where do you live?
Not far. I commute. It's about, I don't know.
He wants to stalk you, area.
15, did you grow up?
Mile drive.
You grow
up
there?
Area. Yeah. I want
yeah,
to tell
local.
You about.
You used to go to the Manteca water slides?
Dude, hell yeah.
Those were the best.
The water
yeah.
Dude. Area. Area.
Yes, Bill.
Did they close?
I
want to
tell
so
you about
Manteca yeah. Bay.
Stockton.
Stockton?
Yeah, in the man, so like, you'd have to go to the waiting area.
He knows. This guy knows, bro.
Yeah, no. Once you entered it, you'd have that like half hour wait into the really good area with all the tubes.
Yep. That's it.
And you'd have kids like clogging it and shit.
Yes.
This place
that's
was
crazy.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
There was another water slide around there that was lame, comparatively. I don't even remember what town.
Yeah, it's gone now for sure.
A tornado and an earthquake.
squid going on at the same time.
I remember those water slides. Not as good.
Yeah, super low. But I started getting claustrophobic in the tunnels when the kids would clog it.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm gonna drown here.
Yeah.
Bro, the tornado is just killing everything. It's perfect, dude.
It's perfect. Did it say that?
The water slides in Fresno are pretty good too now.
That's right. Those are still there, huh?
Yeah.
You see those off the freeway, right? Those right there?
But I went there, like, when it opened in the big-ass line, and I was, like, the only white guy. Literally, everyone is Mexican.
Yeah. He's not lying. He's exactly right.
And, like, how can they say that it's, like, half Mexican here? Like, no, it's, like, 90% Mexican in Fresno.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But that's because only half of them, and I say this with respect, have, like, registered for anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They only know that half is, you know, registered to vote or license or whatever it is.
Oh, no. What are you saying? I heard
it. No.
Like Donald Trump, the illegals? Oh, my gosh. This is horrible.
No. I'm just saying.
Well, just come on out and say it. Speak plainly, buddy.
Okay, all you got to do is go to the water slides and look around.
But you know what? I don't think that's a litmus, though. No. Because I'm going to tell you, you can go to Save-A-Lot on Lakeshore Boulevard in Cleveland, Ohio, and see nothing but black people. But up the street, it's a whole lot of white people. But you know what? Who don't go to Save-A-Lot?
I hear you.
White people. So if it's that,
yeah.
Not just saying, it's not just how it is. That doesn't mean they don't reside in there. They just know that they don't want to be at this particular place that, you know, hey, that happens.
I get you 100%, dude. But it's Fresno, California, bro. There's a lot of my
I know, I believe this. Here, I believe this. No, I believe it. I'm just saying.
No, I see both sides of it. I see both sides of that. You're right. Mexicans just love the water slides. Just love water slides. I don't know. We do.
Yes. Yeah, I'm prepared for you.
Should it be
E-Rape
or
not?
Thank you.
I'll tell you something else.
The best part about these water slides?
Well, huh?
I'll tell you something else. If you went to Cleveland public schools, you wouldn't think no white people live in Cleveland at all. And it's probably half white. I'm just saying.
Is it Hispanic or black?
Absolutely. They're all in private schools and charter schools. They like, listen. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying.
Okay.
When I went to the water slides, I took the opiate pills, and then I was feeling like really good. And there was just all these young girls in bikinis, all wet in the glistening sun. And I was like super high, just looking around. And I was like, this is like heaven.
Yeah, right, this shit. This is awesome.
I was feeling good, like, oh, and like the sun shining everywhere I look. There's just like girls in like bikinis, are all wet. And I'm just standing next to the line.
Hold on, you said you were feeling good, like what?
I was like opiates hitting. I'm like, oh, I have an overall sense of well-being.
Are you sure that was that?
Like, that I don't
all
feel like
part,
my
that part might like, have
been blunted right now.
The best part about it was waiting at the bottom of the VMAX for girls to come down because they would be coming down so fast that sometimes their tops would fly off. Or, like, you could see, like, pubes and stuff coming
God,
out.
Oh, my God. You got real purrs.
Bikini bottles. Yeah.
Real purrs. Like, true to life.
I didn't even think of that.
It was awesome.
He's going tomorrow.
Nah, they got rid of it, unfortunately. They built homes all over it.
They got one where I live now, but it's not as big, not as good.
I told you. Yeah.
People knew about Manteca water slides from all over the place, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they knew Manteca for, was the water slides. It's true.
What regular amusement park you got there? Disney, what is it? Disneyland? Disney World?
That's a little more south. But like up here, hold on, I'm going over.
I think we had to go to the Bay Area to go to like Six Flags and shit.
Like Vallejo is the closest, I think, theme park. That's Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in Vallejo.
I went to Six Flags when I was like 33, and I felt like the roller coasters were breaking my neck and shit, and I realized I'm just too old.
You're older than 33? This is recent?
What?
He's got kids, chill, or at least one that I know of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
I'm an old man.
Out of those fucking water parks, bro.
When I was 33.
Yeah, so like, I'm not 33.
that's exactly what when means, Hell Dog. When
you're 33. Yes, that but talk with Chill Will. He's the one that fucked it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Why are you blaming it on me? I'm just saying. I want you to stay away from the water park.
Nah, it's like the older I get, the more I want to go there and just chill and check out the girls.
Yes.
Like, where else can you go?
And the area is in confirmation, so.
Because they're basically in their bikinis, like basically like panties and bras, like they're in their underwear. But they're also like wet and in the sun.
And glistening, like, glistening.
Yeah. And then you have the pills hitting you, and you're just like, feel so good. Sense of well-being. Oh, like,
you said
all my
it feels
emotional
so good for your well-being.
Oh. Yeah. Sense of well-being. You gotta try this stuff, Will.
You might literally like your well-being, like soul, or like your will, like what kind of well-being are we talking about?
Yes.
You don't know what a sense of well-being is.
Well, I do. I was trying to figure out what sense of well-being means. What's your sense of well-being?
Oh, wait,
you
say,
well-being.
I'll be right back. I'll be just interject really quick. Like, seeing all this, these hot girls and stuff, the glistening sun, and suntan oils, it's like chicken soup for my soul, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, for your well-being.
Yeah, for your well-being.
Is it the well-being in your pants, or the well-being, like, in your...
I'm talking emotionally, like, physically, spiritually, psychologically, sexually.
Oh, wow. Like dolphins for Ellie.
Yeah, it's like dolphin love. You gotta
Google
try this
that.
Shit. You gotta try it, Will.
Milt said Google it.
How about dolphins?
Love dolphins.
Yeah, well, I used to.
You have a bad experience?
To say the least. To say the least. Well, somebody's gonna have scrambled eggs real soon.
No, it's pancakes.
That was my next guess. You ruined it for me. First of all, you should never do that. Baby. You should always say no guess again. Cause I don't like hints. You just ruined it for me. That was my second guess. Pancakes, because fuck me.
It sounds like you're cutting the flesh off a bone.
Kind of does.
Whoa, this is getting creepier.
But what I just heard is, like, where I take Logan to the bus stop, that street.
You mean
a structure
area? This area looks like Logan.
It's your workplace, Tracy. The street.
Are these going to be some good pancakes, Tracy? Well, are you making... Hold on. First of all, Tracy, I have some questions, if you don't mind, since you're making the pancakes sure. literally in our ears.
Sorry.
I want to know if... What type of... Is this like boxed pancake mix?
Yes.
Okay, so since you use boxed pancake mix, what do you use? It's not HMIM or anything like
Bisquick,
that.
Bisquick, guaranteed.
Fucking.
I don't even know if we have that.
I
don't... This is just.
Well, I want to know what kind you use. It's not Save-A-Lot, is it? It's not. It's like.
No, it's the grocery store brand.
Oh, fuck. Oh, everybody say, oh, fuck. Oh, no. Oh, no. Everybody.
Shut up.
In the chat, Oh, fuck, no. We got like the pancakes.
Keep stirring.
I wouldn't put that poison.
We got the pancakes that say pancake on the box. We got a pancake that say pancake on the box. That's the
called PC choice. President
you shouldn't eat wheat.
Anything PC is not good.
Value pancakes. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Pancakes isn't even food.
He's kind of right, though. He's kind of right. Okay, so I need to ask some more questions because this is so deflating. I want to get off the ground floor with this. What do you add to these pancakes? Are you just mixing it?
Garbage.
Water, guaranteed. Just water.
You add water, yeah.
Garbage.
And that's
it. I get
it.
You said water.
Fuck
yeah.
Me. Oh, no.
There ain't no pancakes.
I don't care.
In the
I prefer water, Tracy. It's all right.
No kill me now.
You leave a box of pancakes open in the cupboard for years and it doesn't even go bad because it's not food.
Oh, fuck me. He's a bear of great news.
Oh, shoot, bro. He's right. It's
little
not
known
food.
Fact.
Yeah.
Little known
like
fact.
A bunch of bread,
dude, it is salt.
Yeah. I wouldn't put that poison in my body.
Y'all stressing me out. You stressing me out, Tracy, with these pancakes. Because I'm like a pancake connoisseur. And you got the pay less shoes of pancakes, let me tell you.
Chill, you should.
Well, I do have Aunt Jemima. Pancakes. Did you want the Aunt Jemima?
Nah, that's like
wow,
the.
Really?
You go for pay less.
That's racist.
To...
Is that like Macy's?
We're going to have to cancel you.
Huh?
I'm ignoring that. I'm ignoring that, Tracy. I know you didn't mean like that, Tracy.
Wow. What's a good comparison?
Arius a dick.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
not
Aunt Jemima anymore, but it's formally called that.
What is it called?
What's a good brand, though? What's a good brand, though?
What's the other kind? What's the other kind? Aunt Jemima, what else? It's the other kind.
She has Aunt Jemima.
Uncle Ben.
No, it's not Uncle Ben.
No, there's no other brand. Yeah, Bisquick. Bisquick is another one.
No, it's Aunt Jemima. It's
I don't even know if
brand.
We have
no,
Bisquick.
It is another brand. It's Aunt Jemima and the other kind. Like, it's another.
There is no other kind.
Miss
no.
Butterworth. This is Miss
Butterworth. Okay, Miss Butterworth.
See?
You got that. You got that.
But no, it's the box pancakes.
But still,
though.
Which one? What's a high class pancake? Let me know. Because you know
it's
I like
pancakes.
It's definitely
Bisquick. Bisquick
is
the top of
one.
The line.
You can add water to Bisquick.
For
too.
Sure. But she's not using. You gotta put an egg in that as well. She's not using that.
Well,
so these pancakes are for sure not going to be quality.
Well,
you're
gonna
have to put a little
bit.
How the hell do you know?
Fucking Rich is like Rich is against. He's like a anti pancake. You know, he's not having none of this
he
shit. You hear
carbs.
Me? He's like fuck y'all. You why you eat pancakes?
He hates carbs.
Little known
you're predisposed
fact.
To diabetes and high blood pressure. You shouldn't have
aren't
any
pancakes. So what's your pancake alternative?
Why am I predisposed? What? How do you eat my life right now?
I'm not
what?
Trying to be racist, but black people have high rates of diabetes
not,
and high
he's
blood
not lying
pressure.
Though, Chill.
Yeah,
he's no,
not
he's not.
Watch
he's
out.
Not.
He's not wrong.
But it's not because we're black.
I mean, right. But still, if you're gonna say that, you have to put out solutions. So, what is a pancake alternative that we can have?
He says not eat them. He says not eat them.
Don't eat any of them. I got a great vegan banana pancake recipe.
Are you a vegan, bro? I'll tell you, a vegan. I don't want to be a vegan.
I'm a vegan, plant-based, bro? Whole foods, socialist vegan.
Why you gotta fuck it up?
I should have never fucking. Ate this salami. I just finished some salami. I apologize, Rich. All right,
that's done. All right,
fuck me.
Yeah, that's too salty for you, Will.
Because we don't have the money.
Oh, fuck me.
But no,
I'm saying, though, it's not because it's tipped like Mexicans. They don't have fucking. I don't think people have predispositions, you know. It's their culture, right? And how they eat. And that's why. So typically, if I lay off the. Yeah, for sure. This is. I'm almost because if a black person eats healthy, he's not gonna have none of that. He's not gonna be predisposed.
Yeah, you have less of it.
That's true.
None of that. No one's gonna have anything. So, if you know anybody who's 300 pounds, gonna be probably pre-diabetic mostly. And so I'm just saying, like, if I were to eat a pancake though, like if it's just like pancake day. I don't do it all the time, right? Fuck me. If I eat the one plate of pancakes, I haven't eaten in maybe a year. Don't do it. Is it gonna dry? Slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need quinoa. You got quinoa pan? What do you do? You got? You said banana pancakes?
Yeah, you're gonna mash a banana up and put some vanilla. Almond milk in there.
That doesn't sound as good as all. I gotta be honest, bro.
Nah, it's
like mash it.
My man's making it too difficult. You could just swap out for oatmeal and just try to find a healthiest source of oatmeal. That's a great
oatmeal start. Is not good either. If hold on, if that's not good, oatmeal can't be good for you.
Why is that?
For sure,
it's better.
It's well, I guess it could be better, but it can't be good.
The
for
only
you,
carbs,
it's all grain, like grain, carbs and grain. The carbs are carbs. Sugars and sugars.
You can only eat rice and potatoes, Will.
Fuck my life. First of all, potatoes? They don't have any nutritional value. Potatoes are definitely man-made, for sure.
Well, most carbs
are
sweet potato.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. Bam. Good job. Good job, Sean. Yeah. They have. Yeah, I got you. I'm with you.
I'm trying to watch out.
And he said, what else? Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I want to know. Hey, you just met me. You love me more than these other people.
No corn. Yeah. Nothing with wheat.
Corn is not even a vegetable. It's not even a food. I can have quinoa? Pancakes?
Yeah, I'm going to allow some quinoa on your diet.
That's the hustle. What about couscous? I love couscous. Is that an
old couscous? No, I don't think so.
That's more like a
pasta. Yeah, that's made from pasta.
Is it? Fuck me. So I gotta do like hummus? Fuck. Ugh.
Yeah, but you have to make your own so there's no oil in it.
Oh, I can do my guac though. Guacamole. I love it.
Just be careful.
Did I hear guac? Holy guacamole.
That was Logan.
Yeah. Wordplay in the guac, huh? Some guacamole player.
You ever put guacamole on a beautiful woman's body?
Oh, yeah. A glistening, like a Krispy Kreme? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ask why she looks like a Krispy Kreme, though.
Bring it to the water slides.
Yes. It was pretty good. You have a laugh, Tracy.
This is getting erotic. This is getting erotic. Sure.
Will, do you suck on?
Oh fuck no, bro. I don't. I hate feet. I got an ass. Like my mom beat my. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I told somebody this story in here. But for those who haven't heard it, fucking awesome. My first real ass whooping as a child was because I put my feet on my grandmama. She was tickling me or something. I tried to get away, and I took both my feet, pushed off violently away from her because she was tickling me like profusely, and I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, she whooped my ass pretty good that morning. Did you ever put your feet, and you don't put purses on the ground. Like, this is Big Mama, right? You don't put purses on the ground, put your feet on nobody. And so that ass whooping probably just, oh, I'm over it. It's fine. I'm good now.
Sounds like child abuse.
She's not whooping my ass. Well, I mean, it depends on your ass. It's just different times, right? But overall, I'm okay. I made it. And this is why I don't like feet. And they can't just pretty smelly. Pretty fucking
That's
disgusting.
Messed up. You could be living the dream, sucking some toes, but your grandma messed you up when you were little.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Living the dream.
I think to fully emerge from that experience, you gotta suck toes now.
No, I don't wanna face my fears, brother. I don't like facing no kind of fears. I don't like heights. How about I go to the top of a mountain? But I'm not. If some feet up there, I'm not fucking going. I'm going the opposite way.
You take some Molly or MDMA to get an overall sense of well-being and then face it.
Now we're talking about your well type of well being. You know what? I can get that well being without Molly.
What you got? What do you got?
I'm high off life, bro.
So wait, let me clarify this. What you're suggesting is psychotropic hallucinogenic drugs with therapy to prompt someone's foot fetish.
Yeah, basically. Basically,
take. You need to take
it. It's so eloquently put, Sean.
I just.
Where have you
up.
Been all day?
I only talk like this for the first hour. Dumb.
Would have read your message that I was cooking
supper. Yeah, you're fucking. You failed us for about like 8 hours today.
I don't know why you do. You started it.
And then someone missed a joke. You should have maybe suggested to add chocolate chips to the pancakes.
You're the one that's going on about him and fucking everybody else and telling me that fucking. That I've had sex with him, other people, whatever.
Hold on, you're not on mute.
Hey,
I love him.
Hold on.
Mama Bear, what do you think?
Lil Dog, go ahead and mute her, bro, whatever. So she doesn't say anything too embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, fuck me.
On that note, I had sex with lots of people, so.
I want to hear, but I feel like I wouldn't. Oh, fuck me.
I know. Yes.
I love Tracy. Yeah, I don't want to just. She's going through
good.
Some
that's
things,
good
man.
On you dudes, man. That's not
what
a lot of people.
What the fuck just happened?
Yeah, most people would have.
What happened?
Yeah,
did she say racist stuff?
No, not her.
She said vagina stuff.
What did I miss?
Well,
this chat.
Bad feet, yeah.
She definitely got her some dick. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
She got some good penis.
She goes to the pancakes to me.
Nice. Wow, why is
anybody
so
gonna
what's
tell
happened?
Him what the fuck happened?
What the fuck just happened here?
I don't know.
She got mad about the you don't like her pancakes.
Oh no, I didn't like the socialism comment you said.
What
the fuck?
I'm the socialist vegan?
Yeah,
the socialist vegan.
I wasn't happy about it.
Now, what's that now for those who are necessarily
as
not
as.
Which part of government is the one with illegal mandates and vaccines?
I'm a straight edge socialist.
What's the what's the opposite of socialism?
Capitalism.
Capitalism.
I'm a capitalist vegan.
Oh snap!
Oh shit!
Oxymoron. Hey, that's pretty good.
I'm not really a socialist.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think. I think. Come on. I don't think neither one of them is too great, to be honest.
Hey, JP.
Hello, Milt.
I was thinking, like, fundamentally, all forms of government styles would work without corruption. Once you add the corruption element.
But that means you get that means, Sean, you were asking people to be decent. So, good luck.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Because I, you know, not only would I listen to Tracy's phone call, but I would have been eating the, like, dollar store pancake powder. You would have been crying. Whatever she eats, I eat half as good.
Rich, Rich would have been pissed at you, like fucking fuming.
Don't eat that.
Eradicate, eradicate, eradicate. He's taking my well-being.
I mean, like, socialism, dollar store cheese grits, just like, I wonder how they got the cheese inside.
At Waffle House.
Apparently, Waffle Houses are like the new dojo. Someone was saying, out of three questions on their job application, one was, can you fight?
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
they don't have security. They need to, they don't have security in Waffle House, which is really a fucked up thing. You do jiu-jitsu?
I went across country and I went to a couple Waffle Houses. They're pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Well, sketchy. Pretty sketchy. Sketchy. Pretty sketchy, though. Sketchy, depending on where you go, number one. Number two,
I was heading
you mean like as far as the area? Oh, we know it. A touche.
Yeah, especially in my neck of the woods. And my thing, there's literally
everything's pretty sketchy in Florida.
Yeah, there's so much fried food at those places. Like the floor, it will literally weigh you down. It's like so sticky. I feel like I got ankle weights on. I'm like, what in the fuck are you all eating that? Like, I literally can't maneuver to the table.
Yeah, they're definitely using like canola oil at Waffle House, like canola.
You know where you would feel safe eating? You would feel safe eating with a good clientele in a vegan restaurant.
Oh, not really, because they got impossible meat shit like that. For you too. That's just like shit. That's the shit of the vegetables. That's that.
Yeah. From parts unknown, mystery meat.
Right. That's not good.
Why do they call it impossible? It sounds like a Spartan race.
If it tastes good, it's probably bad for you. So
just get used to definitely, it. Definitely is bad.
True.
Definitely is bad.
Okay, real quick though, before we proceed, what is exactly a vegan?
I'm going to let the socialist handle that.
Sounds a lot like Vulcan. Damn, JP's not nibbling.
Ralph, what is a vegan?
It's no animal. A vegan? Products.
I don't know what a vegan is.
A vegan.
Wicca.
A vegan?
Vegan.
What is a vegan? Someone better than you who's not afraid to say it.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't say that, though.
That's pretty accurate.
I wouldn't say that.
Whether you mean it or say it or not, do you mean it, though? Like, that's the main thing. I don't mind saying it. Just mean it. That sounds like Ralph.
I don't think so.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
No. Yeah, no better than nobody.
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
That's the general definition.
If you ask most people,
that would be their probably general.
I'm a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was thinking that when you said something about like your mouthpiece.
Yeah.
You never answered. I actually did you do jiu-jitsu. Maybe did you do jiu-jitsu because I asked you, or do you actually do jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, I'm a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt.
Ralphie, you know jiu-jitsu, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm not as accomplished as our socialist over here.
Our colon over here.
Are we going to talk about bulls in Forsaken's face? Fuck.
They're right where they want to be. That's where she got to watch where she wants them.
She's in the mix.
Willow is awesome.
Why are they there? You don't eat dairy.
Who the fuck said
you don't eat
that?
Dairy, typically.
You, Ralph?
Yeah.
You don't eat meat.
Sure I
or anything in reference. Any derivative of meat. Any meat or any derivative of such.
Face.
There's different types, though.
Or just.
Ralph, you almost knocked yourself down.
Yeah. That usually is.
You're not only number one. You are one and two.
What?
Yep.
Where's also, JP? Fucking JP.
I'm right here. I'm just listening. You guys are fantastic.
Fuck, man. What's hey, up, bro? He asked you a trivia question. You didn't fucking answer it. You're being fucking bougie today.
Who asked the trivia question?
Oh, see, he didn't even fucking acknowledge that. He wasn't even here, y'all. I thought you were listening.
I just came
He lied
on.
To us, everybody. Yeah, he lied to us. They just asked the question, JP.
Ask the question?
They just asked the question. Sean just asked the question.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
You failed this, bro. Yeah, you tapped out. I mean, it's okay.
I'm working. I'm working and listening to you guys.
You failed this.
Fantastic.
Also, Muay Thai, folk song wrestling, and specific
Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Like now, how do you even learn Muay Thai? That's real shit. You gotta go. Like I thought you had to go like to fucking Thailand or some shit for that.
You can go to a Muay Thai gym.
Okay. They have those in America?
Yeah.
Like where at? I mean, I guess you're in California, so they got everything.
Pretty much every MMA gym.
Yeah. Oh, every MMA gym teaches Muay Thai. Like, just well, about. No, get the fuck out. I know. Well, I don't think that's my biggest thing. Yeah. Oh wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't do Muay Thai though.
So how do I learn? I want to learn the good shit though. Like I want to like Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Is that a different type of jiu-jitsu? Do they have like different types of jiu-jitsus? Like they got kung fu?
Supposedly, but it's the same. It's coming from the same concepts of grappling. You got hooks, underhooks, overhooks, the guard passes, takedowns. Very similar.
You gotta be like flexible for that shit.
That's another thing.
And how do you get that? How do you?
Do you have knees? Do you want to keep your knees? If you want to keep your knees, do Muay Thai.
You'll be
a lot happier, Chilla. Trust me. And honestly, for street fights, everybody's like, the fight will go to the ground. Well, yeah, it will. If you knock a motherfucker out, you look right down, they're still on the ground when you leave them there. Yeah, I'm very
sure.
That's
what I do. I just do one punch knockouts.
It doesn't take does not take a lot at the
knock
fuck
motherfucker
off. In fact, even as a jiu-jitsu coach coaching for MMA that. From the sides, I'm not telling you to go for the takedown. I'm yelling to go for strikes. Absolutely. No way to the Jose. No. Jiu-jitsu's after the fact.
Well, as an honorary member of the Black People Coalition, I think that's what up our alley anyway. You know, you're gonna probably box you in the face. We're not gonna choose to wrestle around. Put our nuts on your forehead.
Yeah, I didn't want to sound like a racist. Just go to boxing. Yeah. Honestly, like some quick, like really some quick means hand, some mean hands, and it's over before anybody even a damn thing. You. Just do.
But see, the thing is, though, that's not the way in kung fu. Though kung fu, that a boxer would get fucked up by somebody that knows kung fu. Like I've seen it. Or the taekwondo, like a really good taekwondo guy. He will fuck you up, fuck a boxer. He will fuck a person up that was. Have you ever seen a guy get kicked so fucking hard, he just doesn't wake up, and you think he's dead? Like I have.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Sure. I think you should have both because if you try to fight a motherfucker with good feet, you might be out of luck. But the average, you're right, the average motherfucker is like, yeah. If you can knock him out, then. Where's the knockout power coming from, though? Everybody can't knock everybody out, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's a complicated question.
Some say it's in the hips. Some say it's in the hips. Some say it's in
the hips don't
it's lie. In the weight of the fist.
Yeah. If you can, like... Actually, if you look on the Damian and Maya Science of Jiu-Jitsu, and as far as like retaining guard and an open guard, it's like wherever they go, your hips essentially are facing.
But just to knock a motherfucker out, though. Sleeping motherfucker. Night,
JP, night. You don't have to answer me now, but we want another trivia. Because those are fantastic.
Well, he has to scour the internet for those questions, Milk Dog.
And here's another quick thing for the self-defense for jiu-jitsu. You actually, you could be like the best in the world and reach really high status. It's off. Like, you literally have to refresh your memory and you have to get back in shape to move all around like that shit. Just like kind of moving side to side, like a Russian twist type moving. Mm-hmm. Like if you're hip heisting and shoot takedowns, dude, you'll probably hurt your own self doing that shit. Like dropping down, trying to go for some fast shit, especially if there's ice on the ground or other dumb element. You're like, come on, man. Or actually, sometimes like in real fights, like especially classic, I'm drunk with friends in the kitchen. All it takes is like a refrigerator to get in the way. Now you're not trying. Now you're not moving. Your hips are being controlled, and it's like it could be very problematic.
So just very simple stuff. Box. I can box. Got you. So what? I got a question. How do you fix back injuries? Like, you got injuries. How do y'all fix that? Like, people who do
go to Walmart. Go to Walmart. Get a new one. I'm kidding.
You should take hella opiate pills.
He's kidding everybody.
Colin's kidding too. Seriously,
Colin's kidding as well.
In all seriousness, I've had some serious I don't even mention I word because I feel like it's bad luck. And in that world, it's a thin line. But with that being said, I've come back through a lot of stuff through persistent stretching. Hot tub if you need to, or like stretching in a hot tub and like let the bubbles get in wherever it is. I don't know if there's like slip discs and stuff, but you would be really surprised if you just stretch the surrounding muscles. And then oftentimes with back injuries, I found, because I used to do like personal training, different stuff, if you stretch out your legs like religiously daily, a couple times a day, it'll loosen those muscles, which will stop pulling from your back, which is a common thing. So just, I know that sounds ridiculous, but you really got to stay up on it.
No, sounds right, because I'm quite familiar, quite familiar.
And here's one more thing before I forget. Try out different shoes, flat shoes, shoes with an insole, and then don't wear the same shoe every single day for like 2 years. I had expensive clients. They had enough money to rent out the entire Atlantic Stadium, fucking NFL stadium and shit for their work, but they had the same shoes for an entire year. They had a rack of sexy yoga pants, but the same damn shoes, and of course back injuries and stuff. So those are just a couple elements that might help you. I'm gonna go ahead.
So you need some stiff shoes is what you're saying?
Yeah, try out different shoes, but like seriously be aggressive. Don't just stretch one day hardcore and then don't do it for like 2 weeks. You got every single day.
Someone told persistent. Me that. An older guy told me that. That's like in real good shape. He said the main one thing you do, he's eating fruits and vegetables. The first
hour is like basically doing fundamental shit, just letting my body warm up, especially because it's cold over here.
He said
I'm not flying off nothing until I'm nice and warm and I can actually bend down without like.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you, man. Go ahead.
Not like that. Not like that. He don't mean.
Yeah. No. Seriously, that is like the end. But be.
I saw this video
too. So be aggressive, like with consistency. How often you do it, and then like try troubleshooting different stretches as well. Like, so like I mean, there's been times where like my back was so bad. Like, some move, it's called the twister or whatever. And man, my shit was so wrecked that my first stretching to heal from that was basically sitting in a chair upright, and that was it. Just sitting upright with my back against a wall or a chair.
Is this?
And then
what eye word is this? I'm sorry.
You caught that. Nobody ever appreciates that. That's awesome. You know what I'm talking about, because you give it power.
Yeah.
There's a submission move called a twister or whatever. And I mean, do I need to remember having one in today, but you know, and you can even have fun with it, like take a walk down to like I like to do, like I'll go down to the marina down by the water on a sunny day. So I'm like getting some sun, getting some serotonin, getting some vitamin D,
while stretching. Who knows? You might run into like an outdoors babe. I don't fucking know. Who knows? But fun with it. It doesn't have to be a curse to have to stretch. Is it? Literally. But anyway.
Yeah, What did he say?
Stretching is for chicks. Just get out there and do it.
Well, he does have a good point. A lot of guys injure their back stretching out girls' vaginas. That is true. I just
that would be me. I'm that guy. I definitely that would be that. That would be me. I'm that guy. I got
to
slip.
By the end of a 3-day weekend, back's gonna feel like yo. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a lot of humping, bro. You might want to.
I saw this video where this guy had a bat and he kept hitting this other guy in the back with it, and it looked like painful.
Man, was this like a workout technique? Or this is like a, was this a martial art technique?
It was like a street fight that was caught on a security camera type thing.
Oh, yeah. So he was. This is a torture technique.
Yeah, you guys want the link?
No, I'm good.
It was like he knocked him out with a hit on the head, and the guy fell on his stomach. And then he was just nailing him in the back, like, 9 more times, like, as hard as he could. And the guy kind of, like, just tried to get up somehow, and then he got him in the leg again. And then he was screaming, talk shit now. Talk shit now.
Bitch,
and then he hit him in the head bitch. Again.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I think I've seen that one.
You saw that?
I think I've seen that one.
Where the guy goes, I ain't scared of you. I'm scared of Fallujah or whatever.
Yeah.
Talk shit. Yeah. That was brutal, huh?
I've seen that several times. I live in fucking St. Clair in Cleveland, Ohio, bro. Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, isn't that where it happened near there?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's the same rerun.
Yeah, that's jacked.
Especially if it looked like a Louisville Slugger.
That's why I just knocked
out with a punch. No, no.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, Hannah Jay, she always grab me my teeth
with his hand
when she comes in. Oh my God.
I think that Polish Jews are the
she
most.
She doesn't grab your back. Women. Polish. What?
Polish Jews are the most beautiful race of women.
Oh, brunettes. You like brunettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they have big lips? Dicks. They the rest of it. See?
Go for the Matrix.
I'm in the Matrix.
Big bank accounts and big noses.
Damn.
Way to make sure they repeat it, Milt. Where's JP when you need him?
I'm here. Fucking I'm just listening.
Fucking working.
Working and
clicking
working.
Away.
Hear the joke about Bo Jackson snapping the bat in half?
Anti-social JP.
I'm sorry.
You're not really sorry at all, JP.
No, I'm not.
He ain't sorry. He's lying.
Oh, yeah, snap. What the heck?
What was that?
That was me when I get in my drawers. My bad.
Alarm.
That's for the ladies. That was for the ladies. That's for the ladies.
Two phones.
I thought Chilwell said that's for my labia. I'm like, what?
What? Are you trapping?
No, I don't have two phones. I don't know how much trapping. I'm a productive member in my society.
I have two phones.
No criminal activity.
I have two phones. Yeah. Is that a problem? Is that not good?
Maybe beating a pussy up.
One is for the work and one's for the hoes.
I'll go to jail for beating a pussy up on them hoes. Maybe, but not. No drugs. I grew up with the DARE program. What does DARE stand for? I don't even remember what that shit stands for. Yeah, anybody know what the... That's a trivia question, JP. Yeah, you should be asking that one. The acronym...
DARE. It stands
DARE.
For
what does...
Drugs are really exciting.
Wow. That would not get you a...
disappointed.
That would not get you invited back, yeah. Huh?
Everyone thought Darren was super lame, and it made us want to do drugs.
Yeah, sure, dude. But you signed that sheet. It means you're a dishonest man.
Yeah, see, I'm older than you guys. Dare wasn't around when I was in school. We had Nancy Reagan with her. Just say no.
That's who did Dare though. That was Dare. That's who created it.
I thought it was.
That's where it came from.
I thought Dare was after that.
You guys didn't have
Nancy, no, it was,
it's, Nancy it's, Reagan.
It was the '80s. It was the '80s. It's like the mid-'80s. Yeah,
you guys had hair band for Dare.
Mm. My mom would tell us, just say no, thank you.
Yeah, just say no. Thank you. No, thank you. No, fuck that. I'm not saying thank you.
Yeah, be polite.
Yeah, be polite to the drug dealer if they ask you to buy drugs.
I always heard the drug dealer was going to give you like a free sample, and I'm still waiting for that shit to happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. Well, you sure it hasn't happened already?
You're lying to us, bro.
No, he's lying.
Don't you come along and bullshit us now. You were going fine if you start bullshitting us.
You can't bullshit a bullshitter.
My friend and I were clean for a few weeks, and then the guy we bought dope from came over, and he gave us a gram. He was just like, I miss you guys. And then we just kept buying right after that. So it kind of happened.
Sounds like a smart drug dealer.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to lure these guys back in. And it worked.
I need it work.
Well, that's what I did with my cock last week. I said, hey, get over in a while. There's some of that. She called me last
get
night.
Get over here.
Told her, no, I'll let you wait to the weekend. She kept calling me back like, why? Why are you not coming tonight? Stop. So it's kind of like a fiend, right?
What?
Dope fiend. She
wants to explain yourself, Will.
She wants to cock. She keeps calling me. She put my phone up. Kind of like a drug dealer.
Yeah, you are. You have two phones.
No, I just get one phone. That I can block the fuck out of somebody on. Beep. My block list. My block list is ridiculous.
Is it the private and the work phone?
No, it's both. You got one number. I got two numbers really. People got two phones are just like they like efficiency. You know, I like to be efficient. Like to be efficient. Like you got two numbers for one phone. You can get it a Google number or something. Even. Yeah.
911.
I don't know. Don't do that. Don't call that one. It's not a valid number for me.
I thought I was muted. I'm just spoofing. There's a guy with a COVID-19 mask standing out in front of a bank. I was being a funny guy. I didn't realize I was unmuted. We have a masked man. Maybe Zorro.
Zorro. What? Doo-doo. You mean a Banderas that played Zorro.
Antonio
Banderas.
Antonio.
What was that, cum radio? Then I need.
What? What did he say?
What did he say? What was that, cum radio?
That's what it sounded like.
It's Swedish.
That's what it sounded like to me. That's not.
That woke JP up.
Why are you laughing, Hannity?
You would have thought.
Keep your laughing face to yourself.
Hanny thought you said come radio too.
Yeah, probably.
Hanny, are you going to join the panel?
Hello, Swan.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey.
Do you think Hanny always had her name? Was Hanny? Do you think like that's what she was always called?
Yeah, maybe
her name
Hanny.
Used to have one in.
Oh, I would love Hanny in like elementary school. Hey, Penny Hanny.
Hanny, I mean, because I would think like in high school, the boys would say, "Oh, I would like a Hanny."
Hanny Penny, I would like a Hanny.
Know what
Hanny,
I mean?
Penny. Like to see the Penny on Hanny. Walking behind her with like acting like it's a conversation between me and a homie. Man, that Hanny, I would like to see her panty.
My nickname was Chad because I was
I hear you. I hear you. I was like, oh fuck. Did you hear me?
I didn't mean to do that.
Who are you trying to catch with that? Right.
It's so fucking irritating. It's such an irritating ass laugh. I just fucking hate it. I had a coworker, two of them actually, that had a specific laugh. That one, and then the one, the engine one.
The what?
It's the my engine. Laugh.
You're not being racist. You're not being racist, are you?
I was like, oh my fucking gosh, bro. That took almost 25 seconds. That's gotta be. I hope you fucking pass the fuck out next time. Shit is ridiculous.
Laughs are like babies. Most are just ugly and just suck.
What? I don't know. Oh, like pacifier. Oof. Man, sketchy business. You gotta clarify yourself, Colin.
What if they had a pacifier, but it was shaped like a toe?
Oh, most of them are, I thought. But, you know, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, you love being a baby, huh? Remember your baby days?
Yeah,
you like fingers too,
child,
huh?
The parent or the adult.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. We got Booger McFarlane.
I'll be back.
McFarlane here today. Any guys who know sports know what I'm talking about.
I only know combat sports.
Like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I played that.
I thought you knew that. Do I know it? I don't know how to. I don't know how to sub Zero. I'm sorry. I don't know how to.
Get over here.
I can say it, but I don't know how to do it. No. Get high.
Most people. You gotta get a little ahead of the world.
Huh? You do what, though?
You gotta get a little ahead of the world.
Hell ahead. What?
Yeah, in Mortal Kombat.
Hit in Mortal Kombat. Damn.
Yeah, I'd hit the other guy once, so I was ahead on life, and then run and block until time runs out.
Oh, gotcha. I don't know. I don't, you know. You gotta do back, forward. Just keep mashing back, forward. Oof. Random combinations. I don't know, you leave. Maybe you caught some, maybe you found some toes.
Yeah, man.
To watch. He definitely has an OnlyFans subscription.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
me?
Who else is?
You talking about me, Milk? I don't know, bro. I can't see the chat, man.
I asked you, how is your life?
It's you know, I can't complain, Milk. Hanging in there, brother.
Yeah. It might be better.
Miracle? But you know, on the other hand, there are a lot of women there, so I took a class, but it wasn't Zumba, it was like a step class. There were a number of women in there. Oh man, that's a good and a bad idea.
Why bad?
Like if you because sometimes you might have to lay on your back.
Sizzle kicks
by the hot chick. Camel print.
Bad bunny. Dude, sometimes it's so funny. Like, there'll be dudes watching and kind of laughing. And then I'll just, like, I won't say it. I'll, like, cup my mouth and, like, lip it. I'll be like, I'm not really gay. I'm just faking it so I can make a move on these chicks. Now, that joint's packed with hot Spanish chicks, dude. It's like a mosh pit of sexiness up in there. I'm like, okay.
And they're smelly body parts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll pass.
And all the juices.
I'll pass on that part. Yeah.
Nah. So you thought Rich was a sick puppy. I'll wait at the end of a marathon.
Oh, like, man.
Okay, let me go down on that jam now. Perfect.
Yeah. Get it all sweaty.
What you're really about. Yeah. Let me see what you're really about, girl, when you're not hiding behind Summer's Eve.
Swan gave a fine ass on the panel.
Swan's not afraid.
Is she fine?
The A-hole. The booty hole. I like that.
Swan definitely likes cop.
I know what you mean, Sean, because during the World Cup with Mia Hamm and they're running around in the shorts all sweaty, I used to think about that.
Mia Hamm, though? She's like a young boy. Yeah, I feel like a young man.
Uh-uh.
If the soccer girls wearing them little Umbro shorts, they're dead meat. They might as well be dead in the water.
They're hot. Soccer uniform is...
Volleyball is definitely the best.
Oh, they already have knee pads ready to rock and roll. I'm like, this...
Oh, fuck me, Sean.
Be a ham, bro.
This is TSS.
Oh, my bad. I thought... that's right.
Sean.
Oh, fuck.
Sean, are you... exercising or any more Zumba stories to tell us?
Well, I told you I'm gonna send into your Instagram this dudes that do this like world famous, like they're dancers but they're not dumb about it, and they do everything from old school hip hop, new school stuff. They hit salsa, moringa, reggaeton, every single dance style, but they do it
that's
like, legit.
So gay.
It is pretty fruity. It is fruity, but you know what? Nowadays,
if you enjoy,
there's so much stress.
Enjoy your life, bro.
Yeah. That's what I like to do. I'm like, you know what? If I can, I just take some time to move around like a fucking idiot. I don't got to be a professional. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be dumb on purpose.
Dolphins do it all the time.
You're dancing at home.
Oh shit!
For sure.
And walk right into that one. Point.
The only time a man should dance is before, during, or after battle.
Mm.
Your Fortnite is trash.
This man is a... Oh, fuck me.
Fortnite is trash.
Right.
Every girl that dances looks cute.
Mushroom step. What?
Even if a girl's bad at dancing, it's like cute how she's bad. And every guy that dances looks like a fag. Even if he's good at it, you're just like, why is he so good?
Oh, fuck me. This is getting interesting.
Yeah, many books.
This is brand new. To say how you feel today, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it. Being expressed by the co-host and participants on this show are not all mutually expressed the same. Nor agreed upon.
Read it loud, what Mr. A.
Mr. A? You can't fucking read all of a sudden?
No, I wanted to say.
You can't read all of a sudden.
Mr. A is dancing right now.
Oh, man. Listen here. You know what they say about men that can dance?
Queer. They're gay.
Oh, man. You can't call a whole culture gay, though, bro. Like, I feel like the whole Mexican, Puerto Rican.
Why are we Colombian, South America? Or Central America? I feel like
doing it.
The Zumba class. I'm talking about the Zumba class, yo. You said the merengue, bachata, moringa, whatever the fuck.
Moringa.
And they changed, they said moringa. But yeah, whatever, you know.
Well, South, think about all of that. Like, who That's are the best male culture. Dancers? Gay guys.
No, Michael Jackson.
Who are the worst male dancers? Manly, like, construction workers with bad backs.
Bro, Michael Jackson got pussy. What are you talking about?
What, like, 5-year-olds?
Nah.
Oh, fuck me. This is horrible.
Michael Jackson was quick, like, I don't know what he was. He was a freak.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people are still basic. Most, when you ever see people dancing around, it's mainly still popping and locking like Michael Jackson. And, like, for the most part.
There you go.
Chris Brown? You like Chris Brown, bro?
No, I like the video where he jumps up on top of an 18-wheeler. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Got my attention now.
Let's just
something
say
like that.
Rihanna, a few punches, she would go to sleep, bro.
Whoa, what? This is quite racy at the moment.
Jesus. So everybody saw that was Rich lighting up, not me. Right. So you don't get our voices.
That's why I said the views expressed by this panel are not shared mutually nor agreed upon by everyone that participates in this panel.
What are you guys talking about?
This is a disclaimer. But hey, freedom of speech is there for a reason. Sounds like you're not a socialist, though. You didn't sound a socialist. You didn't sound like a socialist to me, though. Sounds more like...
I'm a far-right nationalist.
Oh, fuck me. I guess. If the truth comes out.
But for real, how can you be a far right in USA? They are immigrants in this that country.
What?
How can you hate like KKK? You are immigrant. Why the fuck are you hating on other people?
Well, when Europeans came here, the natives didn't have any kind of like country. They were so basically hunter gatherers.
So that means they didn't have a country? This is great.
They're just little tribal bands raiding and torturing each other while Europeans had ocean like ferry ships.
Well, so that's what you thought it was? Listen up. This is history. I mean, I don't know. They had a lot of civilizations that were successful.
Yeah, I guess
prior to
that was a unified country.
I mean, it was. I don't know about a government, but it was definitely a country of some sort.
What was the name of it?
Does it have to have a name? I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be able to pronounce it for sure if it had a name. Yeah, I couldn't pronounce it. I wouldn't have known it. But I mean, I'm just saying.
You are right. I don't
know necessarily if that was.
Well, you are right.
If that way of life, huh?
You're right. It was a country.
Absolutely, it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Native Americans had a unified country in the United States, no doubt.
I mean, I don't know if we're unified you think we're unified?
They voted and everything. They had a real democracy.
Is this what you call unification in this country? Fuck. Give me the Native Americans. We can't even agree upon fucking, you know, voting rights, let alone.
Yeah.
It's not I don't know. I think life is made to be. You gotta have the good and the bad, right? So you gotta appreciate it all. Because if it was no bad, then that means there wouldn't be any good. Everything would be the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like we have the freedom to sin.
Yes, send my foot up somebody I don't like's ass, or walk away. Walk away.
It's easy.
So, yeah, it's easy.
Mill, are you saying we can't be like right wing in America because we're a nation of immigrants?
Exactly.
It's kind of hard. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't even know if that's like an argument.
Man. That's definitely an argument, bro. That's because you're not, for sure. It's kind of actually. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but it's definitely ironic. It's like a lot of irony in it.
Well, like the current people in Japan are immigrants to the island, so should they open their borders and let everyone in?
I don't know if Milt said that. I don't know how we came to that, but I don't know. I don't see that's not a. I wasn't prepared for that one. I don't know how it correlates, but I don't think it's the same thing for sure.
So like every nation that has immigrants should have open borders.
But I mean, I think he means like as a nation, we were started. They started like if you were a founder, you weren't like you were from here. So, but technically, you're pretty much a fucking immigrant.
But yeah, of course we should have open borders.
Oh man.
Well, I don't know about the open borders. I mean,
I want all the Canadians to immigrate to USA.
I knew something was coming. I knew it.
I just had to wait on it.
He wants all the Muslims to immigrate to Sweden.
Oh. Oh.
They already did.
I've never been to Sweden. I'm coming. That's one. This is still the place with the good jails, right? So I can commit a crime and live a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah, their jails look pretty sweet.
Don't do any too crazy. Then you could get lifetime without any time.
Is that where my dog ASAP Rocky got arrested?
Yeah. And he's fucked up.
Y'all knew to let ASAP out.
He said it was real out there in Stockholm, though. It wasn't easy. In their jails or something. Nah. Like that. No, I don't know if that was him.
Nah. It was in the centrals.
Does Sweden got Varg Vikernes?
Huh?
You guys got Varg?
Harg.
Soccer player?
Nah, Burzum.
He's also translate. You can do it. We believe in you.
That's good sauce.
Did you unmute just to say that, Sean?
Yep.
Rip. Hey, sauce, what's up? What's up? I'm sorry, I'm looking at the chat now. I just stopped driving, so. Hi, everybody. Swanee, hey, Swanee. How's my little Barack Obama? Tell him I'll visit him. Give me about the June, and I'll be there.
Hey, do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
How much weed have you smoked today, though? I don't know. How many? Amalia definitely are influenced right now. Bigfoot? No, I've never seen him. But I heard about him.
You think that he exists or he's fake?
If he's intelligent, he exists. If he's dumb, he doesn't. So that's my answer.
But do you think a Bigfoot could hear him person is running around in the woods?
Yeah.
Why not?
I do not
believe they should, that. They used to say people, they said people used to live like 800, 900 years. And after I started learning about how infected our society is, I said, you know what? Probably so.
Yeah.
Between the food we eat and pollution, we probably could live a long life.
If you believe in Bigfoot, you believe in Santa too.
Well, I mean, it was definitely a Saint Nick. I don't know if he was like on somebody, like on his fucking on your fucking roof with his belly out and shit. But yeah, he's probably real.
I'm with Chill Will. We would probably live much longer if they weren't spraying chemicals. And in fact, an example of this is. Today was completely freezing and overcast, and I knew that if I waited till 4 p.m., that the sun would be out from 4 till 5 until like it would go artificially gray and cloudy with the thick-ass clouds again. So, yeah, they spray chemicals all over the fucking place. It's at the point where you can, like, set your watch to it. Fake food like we were talking about earlier, yeah, it's Dunsky. We probably would live a lot more fruitful lives. That'd be crazy. That's why they're having, like, 100 kids.
Before Noah's Ark, we had the firmament in the air that blocked the UV rays. What? But then after the flood, the firmament came to the earth, so then the sun rays lowered our life.
Well, there you have it. I fucking didn't know that.
Yeah.
I like what Sean is doing. He unmuted himself when he had something to say. He do not want to be a part of this conversation. The silent king.
What up, Mel?
What up, Torres?
Can I bring my brother up here to the panel?
It depends on who is your brother is.
Caps?
Nah.
Why not?
What up, Cap?
What up, Chillwell?
Torres, we were just saying, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Man, that was yesterday's topic. I don't live in my past.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes, they're all here. They crossed from the border.
From outer space?
Oh, from outer space. My bad. From outer space.
This show is getting...
Milt's going to get on your shit for saying that America could have illegal aliens.
Wait, Milt Dog, why can't you get on here?
I can't stand him.
Why? He'll behave. I'll make sure he behaves. Trust me.
Okay. Torres, make sure that you behave, Caps. So call in. Call in.
Call in, Caps. He'll. Oh, he'll chill out.
I didn't even want to call in, but hello, everyone. How you doing?
Milt was just straight up, I can't stand him.
He said, hey, call in, Caps. I didn't want to call in, but it took a 0.5 seconds to call. I didn't really want to call, but since you... Since
how you doing, Chill? How was your Happy New Year? Happy New Year, Milk. Happy New Year, dude. Sean, Happy New Year, Rich. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you're doing very well.
Oh, man. What the fuck is up, man?
Caps, do you believe in Bigfoot?
It's not that I don't believe in Bigfoot, but I've got an open mind.
Me too.
But then you believe in the stuff that you have seen.
I suppose, yeah, in a way, like, I believe that there's other movements in the planet, like, in the solar system other than us, but I can't prove that, so I understand what you mean, but, yeah, it's really hard, yeah, I do agree, but you could say that you don't believe in, like, oxygen and stuff, and even though, stuff like that, but you don't see it, yeah.
You can prove it's there, though. You can feel it.
Exactly.
You know,
That's true.
Do you really believe that trees give out oxygen?
Who said that?
I mean, sure. Why not?
Possible.
Milton, why are you so quiet?
No, I'm trying to understand what Rich are talking about.
What?
His question has a 10-minute workout.
Someone's enjoying their crisps or chips, whatever you call them.
My bad.
No, no worries. Hello, Mama Bear. Hello, Homestead. Hello, everyone. Hello, Hannah. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Milt Dog, what do you have for breakfast?
Hello, too much. I hope you're doing very well.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Milk Dog, what did you have for breakfast, bro?
Sandwich.
What was on that sandwich? Not mayo and a bit of pepper. Nothing like that.
That ain't the topic we need to do.
Oh, but what was on it? Come on.
Why are you trying to hide it?
Avocados, something like that.
Banana with peanut butter.
Can you eat that at breakfast?
Not really.
You probably have like a fish sandwich.
Not in the morning. You can't have fish in the morning, bro.
He's Swedish. I don't know. Some kind of like salted fish and like a bread or something.
Oh, well, aki fish. Salt fish.
Yeah.
Have you ever had aki fish? I need you.
Too bad she's taken, bro.
No, I need help. Mentally help.
Stop dwelling on something that's not going to happen. You can drive yourself crazy like that. You have to think positive.
And can you have control of the herd around me?
We just want to know what you have for breakfast.
Yeah, that's too much.
Let's ask Rich. Rich, what do you have for breakfast, bro?
I didn't really eat breakfast. I'm having chips.
What kind of chips?
It says honey barbecue.
Gross.
Okay. I found like an Eggo waffle that the kids didn't eat, so I ate it. And then I put some like little pizza roll things in the microwave and I ate those.
Nice.
Yeah. It was not very healthy. Yeah, sorry.
I like turtles. Well, dog, what's your favorite animal?
A house cat.
Do you ever, when you're home alone, do you ever pretend you're a kitty?
That's between me and me.
Okay. Like, do you ever go like jump on your bed like meow, or like you start meowing and stuff? When you're like, you're itchy, you start licking your paw?
My tail is over the place.
My favorite animal is Bigfoot.
What is
like when you want to...
Why is it Bigfoot? Why?
Bigfoot's not an animal. Rich Colin, you gotta stop doing drugs, man.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Is that being whipped?
Huh?
Give me a whipped burrito, chill, Will.
Say it again.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's a good song. It's all old school. It's awesome. Old school here.
It's mariachi.
Did everyone else just assume that was Torres at first?
First of all, I'm not Mexican, Rich.
You're a Puerto Rican?
Fuck no.
What? Are you trying to start a... What's going on? Are you trying to start a fight? Like, why?
I don't know what you are, but you ain't white.
Wow.
I was born in America. I was born in America. I'm considered white, bro.
Nah,
I want to be just like you.
Just because you...
I like demanding all these Mexicans to do my work.
Oh.
Just because you was born in America don't make you American, bro.
Yeah, that's right. I want to be white. I want to demand all these Hispanic people to do my jobs because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Rich M.
What's going on? What happened?
I want
to... You want to cross the border illegally and come here so you can live with all the lazy people and that'll improve your quality of life.
Yeah, of course. That's why I like to demand all these Hispanic people to do my work because I'm lazy.
Uh-huh.
I have so much money and I have drug problems. I'm alcoholic. That's my problem.
That sounds like what you have is a spiritual problem, Torres.
No, I think it's an American problem. I like to demand all these people. I'm too lazy to cut my grass, so I'm going to hire Uncle George to do it. Uncle Jose.